the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that stop people from actually taking action. And the biggest thing, really, is like worrying about stuff that might never happen. So obviously, we've got Brexit that just happened. We've got the US elections that just happened. And depending on your position, they're either really good or really bad, or one's good and one's bad, and the other's bad and one's good, and whatever. So this can actually cause quite a lot of people to just be like the proverbial rabbit in the headlights, where it just don't move, and in the end it gets knocked down. And it's really easy to put things off. I mean, it's incredibly easy, because it's just, well, let's wait and see, and let's see what happens. Now, I've been in property for 17 or 18 years, coming up to 18 years, I think. I think it's 18 years this year, actually. And so, you know, if I'd have kept on putting stuff off, I bought my first house when I was 26, so I'm 44 now, so it is 18 years. And I remember for the first 6 years, from between the age of 20 and 26, I was trying to work out, what was I missing? Why were more people not investing in property? Because I did the numbers a million times, and every time I ran the numbers, I got the same answer. It worked, and I couldn't work out why more people weren't doing it. And I had family members saying, don't do it. And it took me 6 years, in fact, to actually buy my first house. When I bought my first buy-to-let house, it wasn't a buy-to-let in those days. I moved into it, and I moved three friends into it, and we all shared a house, a four-bed house. And in fact, the lounge wasn't, it didn't exist anymore, because I converted that into a bedroom and I moved into that, and the other three guys had the other rooms. And so I remember buying that first house, and I've still got it, by the way. And we use it as a HMO still. It's been a HMO for 17, 18 years. And so when I got that house, my mum said, oh, I think you've rushed into it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It took me 6 years to buy my first house. And then when I saw the house, I went for it. I knew it was in Hyde Park, which is in Leeds, which is a big student area. And I knew that, you know, it had a lot of potential for both capital growth and for the rents to work out. Oh, no, don't buy it. You've rushed into it. It's wrong. Or the biggest one, I've mentioned this before on podcasts, is, oh, no, my friend did that. And the students just put pizza boxes in the front, you know, on the walls in the front room, and it's covered in pizza boxes. Oh, don't do it. And here we are 18 years later with a villa in Spain, fly back to the UK. I've got all the time in the world to spend with my family, which is really cool. Obviously, family court permitting. It's a whole nother story. I've just been denied access through a court application to go to family court to organise a holiday to Canada for next year. And it's been denied because I've not got my ex-partner's date of birth, her address or her phone number, none of which I'm allowed to have because she doesn't want me to have them for whatever reason. And it's like, oh, so now I'm denied access to the British justice system because I haven't got that information. It's crazy, crazy world. Anyway, another, that's just something else I thought I'd chuck into it. You know, these people are out to stop you at every position, by the way. I've just watched a film called The Great Short, and it's a film about how the banks screwed everybody over, created fraud, how the companies that actually, what's the word, the credit rating companies, like Moody's, for example, and the other one whose name escapes me, how they fraudulently acted to hide some of the stuff so that they still were able to work their credit ratings. I mean, it's just appalling. But it's the world in which we live in. We're going to have people who are going to try and stop you seeing your own kids. We're going to have people stopping you from investing in property. We're going to have people that are going to lie to your face. And by that, I mean for banks, for credit rating companies. I mean, it's just, you need to watch that film, by the way. It is appalling how they behaved. And it's appalling how only one person went to prison for it. It's just disgusting. But look, it is the world in which we live. And we can bitch and we can moan and we can say how unfair it all is. It is completely unfair. 100% totally unfair. So, with that in mind, go out into the world knowing that it is totally unfair. Knowing that the people who get screwed in this world are the people at the bottom. And if you don't want the people at the bottom to be screwed, the first step is not to be the people at the bottom. It's not to be poor. It's not to have zero assets. It's not to go on a 0 hours contract. It is to get educated. It is to take action. It is to create your own financial economy so that when the rest of the world hits a recession, your income and your wealth increases over time. Because it's about you taking responsibility now for your actions. No one's going to help you. We mentioned this in the last podcast. If the government had a solution to poverty, and my arms are flailing around all over the place right now because I'm on a good old rant. But if the government had a solution to poverty, don't you think we would have solved it by now? And they haven't. We haven't got a freaking clue. That's why we've still got homeless people. We have to hand out backpacks to people on the streets. In fact, we got a message through just earlier on today, in fact, from a lady asking about the Lufia project, which is where we hand out backpacks. And she's made a suggestion of handing out sanitary products in those bags as well. And whilst on one hand, that's a wonderful idea, you show me a homeless woman on the streets. How many homeless women are there on the streets compared to homeless men? 1%? 1 out of 100? Because women have shelters. And look, if you're a woman listening to this, I apologise if you're offended, but deal with it, right? listen to it, because there is nowhere for men to go. If you're a man and you've got a child, this is what happens. The child gets taken off you and put into care and you end up on the streets. Whereas if you're a woman with a child, you get put into a hostel. There is nothing equivalent for men. Nothing in the whole of the UK equivalent for men. And whereas there's men outside on the streets, ex-army people who are out there on the streets who fought and bled for the country and were just left out there on the streets. So look, This podcast specifically, as well as being a bit of a dand rant, is about worrying about stuff that might never happen. So if I'd have gone back 18 years ago and thought, well, you know, maybe people would have put pizza boxes on the wall. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe I should just hold on and be a good little boy and stick with my good little job and be a good little follower, follow the herd like the rest of the sheep, instead of going, fuck this shit and getting out of it and recognising it for the bullshit that it is. And going and creating your own thing. By the way, do you think when I first went out onto my into my own little world of financial economy that everything worked out and became a multimillionaire in the first year? Of course not. My goodness me, we've had loads of properties fall through. We've made some terrible mistakes. We've had drug dealers. We've had cannabis plants. We've had no deaths or murders yet. Touch wood, and that'll continue to happen. But we had everything. You know, we've made every mistake you can make. We've gone on stage and totally messed up, lost my words, told an inappropriate joke. Everything that you can think of that can go wrong in a person's life, we've pretty much done it. You know, we've had child abduction. We've had judges yelling at me because I've not seen my children for 3 weeks because mother has denied it. We're in a family court mode at the moment, it appears. It's because we've had an email. And so we've had everything, you know. It is coming to take your children away. It is coming to take your money away. It is coming to take your freedom away. That is what the government is there to do. That is what the nanny state is there to do. And that's not our job. Our job is to create financial freedom for ourselves, for the people that we love, like children and wives and husbands and mums and dads and brothers and sisters and family or close friends. That is what we're here for. We're not here to listen to the lies and the bullshit that the government gives us and the bank gives us. That no, no, this is how you do something. It should be done in this particular way. Like, we've got a complaint now going out to the court because this person is trying to stop me from going back to court by asking all these ridiculous questions. It's taken them 2 weeks to come back, 3 weeks, in fact, to come back and ask these questions. So what are we doing? Well, we're going to buck the trend. So we're now going to go with a formal complaint. We formally complain about everything that's to do with anything in a public type of service because there are escalation procedures. You know, if you're upset with the NHS, there's an escalation procedure for it. If you're upset with your doctor, escalate it. If you're upset with your local council, something that we're just doing now for prejudice against landlords in that graffiti, they only have a right to the local landlords but don't write to people like British Telecom and Virgin. Well, we've gone through all that and we're escalating it. We'll waste their time as much as they waste our time. Now, obviously, we've got a bit more time to waste. But you cannot let these people win. You cannot let these people stop you from getting your dreams and making them an absolute 100% reality because they have the capability of being totally real. And, you know, if I hadn't have made it the way I had, maybe I couldn't say that. Maybe I'd still be a hoper and a dreamer and an action doer moving towards that. But the fact that we've got to where we've got to, having gone through all of the people that try and stop you from doing what they think you should be doing, the fact is we've got there. And we're now on the other side. And we're on the other side where all we can do is strengthen the position and reduce the amount of risk for something to go wrong, because something can always go wrong. You know, we've got some mortgage debt, and if we don't pay that mortgage debt off, maybe one of the mortgage companies will call it in. And then what do? Well, we have to sell up the property, or we have to pay off the mortgage debt. And if we've not got the money in order to be able to do that, then we lose the portfolio, and then we have to go get a proper job and all the rest of it, because that's where my income went into. And in fact, we're very lopsided. All of my stuff's in property, and we're just now making that change. Luckily, we're only 44 years of age, and so we've got plenty of time to be able to do that. We're even looking at pensions for my children now. Like, my kids are like 2, 8 and 11, and we're already putting pension provisions in place for them. Like, we're then talking about legacy and how you move on to sorting out your legacy for your offspring, because we all want the best for our offspring, right? But you can't even get to that point until you get off your butt and you start taking the action that you know you need to go and make. And you know what? You know when someone doesn't pay me, a tenant doesn't pay me, I get really upset by it. And do you know why? That £500 a month for that rent, that's not my money. That is my kids' pension pot. That is the difference between possibly my children eating when they're 55, because God knows what they're going to go through, or not. Putting the heating on or not. And if you've got grandparents, or we all know people who have to make a decision, or if you don't know them, you know of people who have to make a decision between eating and being warm. It's disgusting, it's appalling, but it is a state of the 21st century and the governments and the successive governments that we continue to put in power. None of them care about you or I. None of them. They couldn't care less. Sorry, my phone was beeping now. I should put it on silent. There you go. I'll put it on silent now. Nobody cares about you. Think about this. Your local councillor doesn't care. Who does your local councillor care about? He cares about himself or herself. Your local doctor, they don't care about you. They just care that they're ticking little boxes in order for them to get the funding. Nobody cares. Your government doesn't care. Your schools don't care. Everybody pretends to care. Oh, I'm very sorry about that, Mr. Latto. I'm so sorry about that. No, you're not sorry. I call them out on it all the time. You speak to Lloyds. You know, Lloyds yet again put another stop on my card. We got to a stage where it was once a month for 18 months in a row, both on a credit card and also on my debit card. Put a stop on it every single month. I'm like, guys, there's only so many times I can do this before, trust me, I get call centre Tourette's. Call centre Tourette's is not pretty. Don't let them push you around and settle for what they think is what you deserve. Because the thing that you deserve is the best. And the first step to you recognising that is allowing yourself the best. The best coaching, the best food, the best clothes. And it's about you stepping up. The best income, the best investments, the best wealth, the best fund managers, the best properties, giving the best returns. And when you start stepping up onto that level, that's when your whole world will change. So look, you could worry about stuff until you're blue in the face. But it doesn't change the fact that sometimes that stuff may happen, and sometimes, usually, it doesn't. 99% of the stuff we worry about never actually happens. But it's that 99% of the time that we stop taking action, and we allow that 1% of us only take the action, so 1% of us only get through it. Are you going to have barriers? Are you going to have objections? Yeah, objections. Are you going to have things in your way, things to dig around, go through, go over, go under? Are you going to have people to deal with, to go around, go through, go over? Are you going to have to escalate issues until you get what you want? God damn it, because you're worth it. I think it's appalling that somebody at the local county court can try and prevent a father from gaining access to his kids because, I don't know, my ex-partner's date of birth, where she lives, or her phone number. I think it's absolutely appalling that it takes someone 3 weeks to reject it on that basis. So clearly we've upset someone. And you know what? We're going to go and upset someone even more. And we're going to ask for two things. One is for them to be retrained. And two, we're going to ask them to lose the job. Because if they can't take responsibility, be a mature adult about it, then that's okay. They can go do that elsewhere. Not on a front line where it's affecting other people. It's bang out of order. If I don't stand up for that, who's going to stand up for it? The guy that's just lost his kids, or the woman who's just lost the kids, and are fighting for them in pieces, don't know what planet they're on. Trust me, I've been there. So this is why, as a collective, we got to stand up. And you've got to start taking the action so that you get through whatever it is. It is hard. Life is hard. You might have to do your 60 or 80 hour weeks. You might have to get through in 3 or 4 hours. You might have to not see the kids for a little bit. Whatever it takes to get you to where you want to get to. And stop worrying about the stuff that may never happen. All right. I hope that's useful for you. Awesome Dan rant there. Lots of energy on that one. And look, I'd love to hear back from you. So just hit me up, let me know what's going on, let me know what you're stuck on. That'd be awesome, and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.